Years later, a famous scientist from Kyoto University, when he was very drunk one night, said something about the costume of an apprentice geisha that I've never forgotten. "The mandrill of Central Africa is often considered the showiest of primates," he said, "but I believe the apprentice geisha of Gion is perhaps the most brilliantly colored primate of all." Finally, the day came when Mameha and I were to perform the ceremony binding us as sisters. I bathed early and spent the rest of the morning dressing. Auntie helped me with the finishing touches on my makeup and hair. Because of the wax and makeup covering my skin, I had the strange sensation of having lost all feeling in my face. Every time I touched my cheek, I could feel only a vague sense of pressure from my finger. I did it so many times, Auntie had to redo my makeup. Afterward, as I studied myself in the mirror, a most peculiar thing happened. I knew that the person kneeling before the makeup stand was me, but so was the unfamiliar girl gazing back. I actually reached out to touch her. She wore the magnificent makeup of a geisha. Her lips were flowering red on a stark white face, and her cheeks tinted a soft pink. Her hair was ornamented with silk flowers and sprigs of unhusked rice. She wore a formal kimono of black with the crest of the Nida Okia. When at last I could bring myself to stand, I went into the hall and looked in astonishment at myself in the full-length mirror. Beginning at the hem of my gown, an embroidered dragon circled up the bottom of the robe to the middle of my thigh. His mane was woven in threads lacquered with a beautiful reddish tint. His claws and teeth were silver, his eyes gold, real gold. I couldn't stop tears from welling up in my eyes and had to look straight up at the ceiling to keep them from rolling onto my cheeks. Before leaving the Okia, I took the handkerchief the chairman had given me and tucked it into my obi for good luck.
This book is continued on Disc 7.